supposed to care. I know I read into everything and make it worse than it is. I know I keep making excuses for the way he excuses my existence, like introducing me as Kayla when my name is Kaya, but I can't. I just can't let him be that guy who stays getting high and moves through chicks like a flash flood. I empathize with him. He fears for the future of pain, suffocating him into silence, and escaping on cloud 27 seems like the best option. Baby, take some precautions. Saying to me, I like your hair doesn't neglect the fact that you strayed away from any thought of progression. I try to understand why he thinks the way he does, face never showing emotion because the streets call it a defect. Well, let me reflect. I love the way you smile for 3 seconds before you catch yourself. Let me catch myself. It might be because he has dreads, tattoos, and a voice as melodic as the heavens itself. He personifies rebel. He's never conforming. He's always finessing. He's different. Mr. Rico Suave. It might be because I aspire to have a guy on his level look at me the way I look at poetry. A gateway to new beginnings. Something that will change me for the better. I seek his unnecessary approval, and I wish sometimes that I never met him, because I know it will not benefit me to like him. I know people will say, oh, you're just making up for that other dreadhead you couldn't get to. You found another one just like him. But comparison is a destroyer of joy. They are not twins. Though they both play baseball and are intelligent, he is a broken crayon. Tested and neglected, he never gave up hope, because inside he knew broken crayons still color. Perfectly flawed people are still worth something. I'm not frightened when I said he was worth more than Bill Gates could ever be. Too bad he couldn't see that I was rooting for him more than that chick he thought was on his team. I wanted to know that a guy like him could handle a girl like me, and I know right now that he's my venom that I shoot up every time I see him, but writing this makes my withdrawal a little less shaky. He'll never be my Prince Charming, but I know he could be my shooter to ride for me when my insecurities pull the trigger. It's horrible and sickening to know that I feel this way about him, to know next week I will just be another girl he's texted, reduced to another person he thinks he is bested. I am a bomb, stuffed in a teddy bear, waiting to explode. How deep I can feel this bomb. I learned this valuable lesson. I won't let him treat me like I'm nothing, because there is no man to save me. I'm the only gladiator in this space. I'm all I've got. I have to rescue myself, because the fantasy was better than reality.
All right!